Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is science that is well worth studying, and teaching that is Zach Towne from West Hartford. First of all, good morning. It's great to have you on, Zach. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Or should I say Dr. Towne?
Not yet.
Okay.
Give it a few years.
You only have about 25 more years to go, but it's going to happen. He's a biology and anatomy teacher at the New England Jewish Academy in West Hartford. But I guess you're getting ready to go to medical school at the UConn School of Medicine, which, by the way, is one of the better medical schools in the country. I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You made the cut.
I'm pretty excited about all that.
Well, one of the things they did that's been really interesting is that, in fact, I have two doctors that are graduates of the school, is that they've taught kind of like a holistic approach to medicine, in that you talk to the patient, and the patient can tell you a lot more if you just listen. And they were really some of the pioneers in getting that put in place. Apparently, that's part of what you're going to be facing till 2024.
Yeah, they even emphasized that, like, during all the interviews, is how much time someone typically spends with a patient, and like how quickly you can get to the root of the problem if you just, you know, sit down and listen for a little bit.
Of course, with the magic of insurance these days, you're probably allowed 10 minutes, but you know, if you can take the time, it's a great thing to do. So you've got some realities. My dad was a doctor, and I remember this is back in the 60s. He said, look, if you want to be a doctor, you better think twice about it, because it's going to change, and it is. But you'll be ready for that, Zach, right?
Oh, I mean, that's the plan. That's the hope.
Okay, good luck. Any particular specialty? Want to add another 3-4 years into your education?
Well, I studied neuroscience in undergrad, so potentially neurology, but... Also, given all this, I think, you know, general practice or emergency medicine are also, you know, lucrative.
Well, we're kind of getting off track. But the reason we had you on is because, you know, some people talk about it, other people do something about it. And you apparently are teaching or working with students at New England Jewish Academy, trying to make PPE, a word we've been hearing about a lot in recent months.
Yeah, I have a handful of my students currently they're at the school right now. I have to show up to monitor them in a little bit, but we've been making face shields using the 3D printers and the laser cutters that we have at the school. So I run the equipment, I man it, I maintain them, and then when the school shut down, when everything shut down because of the pandemic, we quickly found the plans for the face shield and, you know, ordered everything up, taught the kids how to do it, and then just started working away.
Wow. How long does it take to put one together?
So to actually put one together takes about a minute, but to make the parts takes about 2.5 hours.
Wow. So you need what? Is it plexiglass you're using?
Yeah, so if you've seen them, the front part can be plexiglass or some type of, you know, acrylic, and then what we've been doing is we've been printing the headbands, what actually rests on your head, out of plastic, so it's flexible but also really like shock resistant.
Yeah.
So it means even if like the face shield breaks, you can just keep replacing the face shield and not the band. Yeah.
I hope it doesn't break, but you know, maybe expose there. Let's hope it stays.
Well, stays I broke a few trying to make it work.
Ah, well, so what? Hey, that's trial and error. You're learning, you know, and if you get out of this, you can get into the face shield business. I mean, who knows? You know, but I mean, that is the weird thing, and you're over at Curtis Robinson now, aren't you? His Innovation Center?
Well, yeah, Curtis Robinson donated a large amount of money to make the Innovation Center, which is what I help run, And with that, I bought like the 3D printers and laser cutters and, you know, all the PCs to work on the design files. So, you know, it wouldn't have been possible without them.
Curtis doesn't get enough credit. I mean, he's an amazing story. Have you gotten a chance to kind of get his biography a little bit?
Yeah, he's spoken to our students a few times over the years to discuss his story, and it's always, I mean, it's great. How can you not respect it?
His first words when he got off the bus here was, "This doesn't look like Boston." Oh, well, so he went ahead and made it happen, so God bless him. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, you know, how many of these you're going to produce. Are you going to keep doing this? I guess it's going over, kind of advance payment, to UConn School of Medicine, correct? Or to the hospital, the health center?
So to the health center. So we sent 50 over to the health center, the first 50 that we made. We have another 50 made by the end of today, if my math is right, which we're going to give out to our faculty as we're kind of planning, you know, what our school, well, what the school looks like next year. And then we have, at the moment, enough to make more, which is that third batch of donations, you know, will go to some other, you know, someone besides our school, so potentially UConn Health. We're potentially other hospitals in the area. We're still, you know, we're looking at all the community ties that the school has and seeing, you know, who needs help.
How can we help you, by the way? Is there a way we can do it? You need donations? You need, you know, I mean, I'd help physically, but I really can't because I'm an idiot.
Yeah. we briefly discussed the idea of, like, donations to keep everything going, but we haven't acted upon that specifically yet. But if you called the school and said, you called New England Jewish Academy and said you wanted to donate, you know,
you wouldn't say no.
A few dollars here and there, no, they wouldn't say no.
By the way, I'm just wondering.
The raw materials are actually super cheap. So
here's, I wanted to ask you that because everybody's, everywhere you go now, you know, I think probably even the church, I mean, you know, or the temple, doesn't matter.
Right.
You'll see plexiglass shields. And, you know, before this started, I wish I'd gotten into that business. Can you find plexiglass?
Yeah, I've been buying bulk sheets, so like 8x4 feet sheets and having them cut it down to size. Yeah, because it's for a square foot, which is what you need for the face shield to cut from. It's like 95 cents.
And by the way, the
sheet, you know.
Oh, really? That's not bad.
No, it's great.
Oh, okay. Well, see what I mean? And what about the two kids who are working with you?
Harry and Asaf. Harry and Asaf. I had them both as students in my my AP bio class this year. You know, Asaf's a graduated senior, and he's, I think, just, you know, looking to stay busy and wanted to learn how. You know, all the equipment works, so more power to him. And then Harry's just a good kid.
Hey, when do you have to start school?
Mid-August.
Okay. Do you think you'll be going to class, or do you think you'll be doing telecommuting, so on and so forth?
I think the plan is a hybrid, is what UConn is currently going through. So some classes may be in person, some might not be, which, you know, is understandable. Yeah. Some of the classes are rather large. Some are not large at all. So,
right.
I don't think anyone could expect a full reopening anywhere, really.
No. Of course, I think you'll have to be in person to do the anatomy part because there is that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Zach, congratulations, buddy. It's. Are you taking appointments yet?
No, but I can write you in.
I'll get you into our network. Okay, I'll do my best. Hey, good luck to you, Zach. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right.
See, that's pretty cool. You know what I mean? And he says that, you know, if you want to get your own plexiglass and plexiglass your house, I guess you can. Well, isn't that? See, we've learned something useful today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.